Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Friday. Chad and Dave, Hartman Harrigan, Ari with the news. We continue, by the way, news team, our guys, our obsession with the Pond Hockey Championship. We put every other news outlet to shame with our coverage of the Pond Hockey Championship.
Good.
Is that correct, Dave Harrigan?
That is correct, and that's a good thing. We are on top of it more than anybody. It's not just the Minnesota Pond Hockey Championship, Chad. It's the United States Pond Hockey Championship, and we know it brings teams really from around the world. So we could probably just call it the World Pond Hockey if we wanted
to.
Do
we know that? Yes.
Yes, we do.
Do we know that?
Yes, we do.
Wait, hold on. Let me do the Suchi. We don't know that.
No, we do know that.
Yeah. Well, is it possible they just put down Botswana and they're really from Burnsville?
I don't care. If they put it down, that's where they're from.
That would be a lie. They're really not from the world.
It's
then.
Not a lie. It's a clerical error. It's different.
Okay. I did not realize that. We got plenty for you today. I want to start with this one because I was talking to a friend of mine today, and she was telling me, I got to go get groceries first as we were talking about something that was going to happen. And I'm like, okay. And my husband always comes with me when we get groceries. And I was thinking, well, that's interesting timing. Because on X, on Twitter, didn't see it live, Jesse Waters, who's having a ton of success on Fox, he's playing his part, right? He's on... It's the five, right? I'm trying to remember. It's the five, right?
Yes, I believe
so. And then he's got his own gig, right? So he's doing well. I mean, years ago, he was O'Reilly's lackey. Now he's a star. So bravo. Don't necessarily think he operates in facts often, but he's killing it. That's just the truth. And so was it yesterday? Was it the day before where you saw the former vice president, Kamala Harris, and her husband, Doug Emhoff.
Dougie Fresh.
At the grocery store together. Okay. And Waters, by the way, Waters doesn't believe this at all, but it's the bit. Who goes grocery shopping with their spouse?
The New York Post called her grocery shopping with Dougie Fresh. What kind of husband goes grocery shopping with his wife?
And I mean, he's making, I don't know, $10, $15 million. So again, I'm telling you, bravo. But, I mean, even he's got the mic's got to be turned off. He's going, I'm going to get so many clicks on this, and I care so little. You know?
I mean, he cares a lot because he wants those clicks.
He cares a lot about his success, but he doesn't really believe that. Now, I want to get into what, and go ahead. I'm saying this to tell you. What strange things you do together with your significant other, which might surprise us. 651-461-9226. I'd love a call. Text work also. Tell me something you do with your significant other, and we might say, wow, really? Never consider that. Or, yeah, we do the same. Now, can we just offer a bit of reality on the vice president? You think it's maybe just a little bit different when right now she wants to be hobnobbing in Davos and instead she's at Ralph's or whatever grocery store she was at in L.A.? And so maybe it's just a little bit different in that particular case to go grocery shopping with your wife who happens to be the former vice president and they still have Secret Service protection. I'm sure Donald will extend that, by the way. But it's a bit more unique than if I go with Michelle or you go with Lindsay. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, it's somewhat fair frankly, I think you're not giving Jesse Waters enough credit here. At what point did he criticize?
I called his success brilliant.
But I'm saying, at what point did he criticize Doug Emhoff when he said, "What kind of husband goes grocery shopping with his wife?" I assume
there was something dripping from there, right?
I assume now, due to careful editing, you can make anybody look bad. But I assume after this,
well, did the editing.
No, I took the clip from the Twitter. As many people posted it, edited it just the way they wanted. I didn't see it live either. I wasn't lucky enough to probably see Jesse Waters after that say, clearly, Doug Emhoff, a very kind, attentive, and supportive husband.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he meant. How often do you and Lindsay go grocery shopping together? Now, for you guys, it's because we all have a... We play. What is the name of the song we play at the start of this show?
Everybody's got their something. Everybody's got their something.
Right? So, not everybody's the former vice president. But there's a lot of people who are... Dave and Lindsay, you got two young kids. So I'm thinking you guys rarely go grocery shopping together.
It's been years.
So, you hate spending time with your wife in public. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought. Over the years, yes, at times, but not often. Not often with the significant other at the grocery store. And by the way, I enjoy grocery shopping. When Lund's started decades ago, the home delivery. And Kathleen and I are together. We had it delivered a few times, and we both said, nah, we like it. And I want to squeeze those melons, man. I want to know my fruit.
Yes,
don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So I like grocery shopping. Can you think of something, Dave Harrigan? And I want texters, I want callers. What do you think about couples that grocery shop together? Get a life or wonderful? What else unique do you do with your significant other that might surprise us? Because the story I've told a bunch of times, I told it to you in the last couple months. We were talking movies years ago when Kathleen and I were together. Most of the time we go to a movie together, but at times we would go and look at movies, and she'd want to go to this one, and I think Dead to Me, and I'd want to go to this one. She'd say, Lose My Number. And so we'd find one where both were at about the same time. And we did this 5-6 times where we went to separate movies together. So that's kind of the opposite of this. Do you have something, Dave Harrigan, that you would like to share with us that's something unique that you do together?
I've been really thinking hard about this since you brought it up. I mean, we've talked about it before. I guess it's kind of unique that we do long endurance races together, triathlons, half marathons. That's probably the most unique thing.
Exercise. I have a couple in the neighborhood I've lived in for years and years and years. They power walk together. Power walking, is that still in the Olympics?
The speed walking?
Speed walking.
I don't know if they pulled it out. If it isn't, it was recently.
You know, it's your hips are swiveling, your arms are moving. This isn't just walking fast. It's a bit like pornography, according to the Supreme Court. You know it when you see it, attempts at professional speed walking. And these guys are out all the time. So exercising together, that's one, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is. And it can be difficult to exercise with your spouse if you go
100%.
If you're going different paces, if you're, just different levels of physicality.
Okay, let's pause here. 651-461-9226. A couple shops for groceries together on a regular basis, you think what? And what else do you and your significant other do together that might shock us? And what the heck? It's WCCO Radio. It's the new CCO. What happened to WCCO Radio? Say whatever you want without being offensive. Without being offensive. If you're offensive, then we might have to warn you, might have to block you, depending upon how offensive you are. But call or text, it'd be great. Major Garrett in 20. 651-461-9226. I think I may know this one. It's this gentleman's birthday, correct?
It is, and he is one of three, I'll say, heavy hitters in the music industry.
Big knockers?
That have birthdays today. The other two, not with us anymore. But, I mean, huge day for birthdays around here.
Yeah. Okay. Neil, I did see a picture of him. I think we've only had, I know we've only had limited access to Neil ever since he went public with his health issues. And at least mine that stands out, maybe somebody else has another one, is when he showed up at the musical in his honor.
Yeah, the opening performance.
Was that a couple years ago?
It was, yeah, probably 2 years ago. And he led the crowd afterwards. You know, he was up in one of the boxes on the side. And they pointed out, I got the big applause. And he led them all in a little Sweet Caroline, which I know touched your heart.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. Okay, so Neil in the first hour, who else is coming up?
One of your favorites will be the 1 o'clock hour, Warren Zevon.
Oh yeah, phenomenal.
Neil's 84 today. Warren, he was born in 1947. Okay, and then a man born in 1949, also not with us, John Belushi, would have been his birthday today too.
Wow.
And I'm calling him a heavy hitter in the music industry. I can do that.
Well, you'll play the Joe Cocker, I'm sure.
You know I will.
The Blues Brothers.
Yep.
Phenomenal. Go back, read Bob Woodward's movie, Wired, about John Belushi's life, including at the end. And it is sad. The amount of drugs he is consuming, and it seems almost impossible that he lived as long as he did.
Yeah.
John Belushi, brilliant. And he played often just kind of the dope, but he fully was capable of higher roles. And the number of people who would talk about knowing him, who talked about the depth of his intelligence and his interest in other areas. We definitely lost John Belushi way, way too young. Okay. This came about because a conversation I had with a friend where she's like, because she's helped me out with something. Yeah, I'm going to meet you, but I have to bring my husband because we're going grocery shopping afterwards. And I thought, okay, that's funny because I just saw the Jesse Waters thing where he's making fun of Kamala and Doug for us shopping together. So then the topic comes up, what other activities that you do together might surprise us? And Dave, I did go to the text after you asked me. There are a number of texts that say sex, intercourse. Thank you. We knew you would step forward with that.
Surprising
particular.
To some.
Yes, exactly. I'm getting a text from the person we just talked about. Oh, he's sending me something. Good. I'm
gonna Neil Diamond?
Take a look at it. It'd be great if it was Neil. No, it'd be one Major Garrett. Chad, the only thing I care less about than the Pond Hockey Championship is the club championship at Mar-a-Lago. A good reminder, this is the same event, the Pond Hockey Championship, where Susie met the guy in the four-wheeler, gave a ride, and then she ghosted him. Yeah, she talked about that the other day. Believe it or not, I golf with my wife. I know, what a sucker. There is a huge divide in the golf community on that. If you want to golf with your significant other or not. Now, you don't play enough. I play too much. I mainly want my space. Is that allowed? Can I just say the truth?
That is allowed. I used to play more than I do now. Kids yep. ruined that. And I have played with my wife before, but she mostly hates golf. She's not a terrible player, but you know, she plays maybe once every 3 years. So it's about two or three good holes and then a couple shanks, and then she's just in the tank because she's too competitive.
Yeah, that is an issue. If you're skilled, listen, I don't understand how people with patience, well, no, let me phrase it, people who lack some patience and their competitive play when they struggle. I would just walk away instantly. Yeah, I would try for a while, but then I would say, no, I give up. Costco trips with my wife are a blast. We generally have a good time doing it. When I go grocery shopping with my significant other, I have fun. I do. Let's see. My husband and I always go grocery shopping together. Married 42 years. We enjoy the people who work at the store. Mow the lawn together. Two mowers. Come on.
Whoa.
Come on. That lawn better look tremendous.
You meet in the backyard. The mowers do a little kiss. You don't actually like grocery shopping with your significant other, do you?
Now, I wouldn't want to go all the time. Is that a pattern? Do you have a pattern you follow at the grocery store no matter what?
No, not necessarily, but I more than often have a either written list or in my mind what I know I'm going to get. And I can deviate a little bit, but I am a much more expedient grocery shopper than Lindsay is.
Wow.
We're not very compatible in the grocery store. And I know.
I like my pattern, so I like the significant other to come along in the pattern. Or I'm going my pattern. If you want to deviate on your – now, does this count if you deviate on your own? Like, she goes one way, you go the other, and you combine and you expedite the process.
Well, that's like going to separate movies together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair. I'm the house husband. She's the sugar mama. I do the shopping. Bravo. We house walk together when it's frigid outside. Beautiful. Beautiful. Number of people saying you need to isolate, squeeze the melons. I did say that intentionally. Yes. Anybody who's been with me house walks. It's one of my opening questions. Hi, what's your name? Are you willing to house walk? My wife started to play this past year on our kickball team, and she's not great, but we enjoy it. Okay, how about that one? How about that? You've got an activity, and the significant other joins it, but he or she is not very good. How quickly can you say, could you just go back to before?
Yeah, I liked when you were cheering on the sidelines. We did co-ed softball for a couple years, and my wife ended up with a broken arm 1 year.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
The dirt, something happened in the dirt that tripped her up when she was at second base going after a ball, and she fell and broke her forearm.
How about this ages? Is this to Russia? Men stay home. So maddening to have retired men standing on the way of a busy grocery store. Sorry. Okay, first of all, plenty of the men who are grocery shopping are not retired. And then it's the inference that men just aren't as good as women at grocery shopping.
That's disgusting. Disgusting
that is,
behavior.
That is offensive. Chad, we bale hay together. I run the tractor with the baler. My husband runs the tractor with the accumulator.
Some people bale hay, some people roll in the hay.
God, you're a professional, aren't you?
Thank you.
I think a couples more. Lots of good text here. Excellent text. 651-461-9226. I think couples that grocery shop together obviously love each other as much as they love their food. Target shooting. My wife and I are fortunate to live out in the country and have a target range in our backyard. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
This one's very specific. Have sex outdoors in the long grass area by the railroad tracks in Wayzata Bay Area. Oh, yeah, baby. Do you really want to have sex in the long grass area?
No. Itchy, ticks. No, thank you.
Like a putting green? Tremendous. But long grass? shower daily. How about that? How many couples frequently or infrequently shower together? And then it depends what kind of shower you have, too.
Mm-hmm. It saves on the water bill.
Does. Donald Trump would really be happy with California on that.
Well, do the showers in California spray hard enough, though?
No, you run out of water. Right? I mean, what was he talking? The number he was talking about was just a gargantuan amount of water. It was like five houses are big enough to need that amount of water. I mean, Donald, he knows his crowd, okay? Doing laundry at the laundromat, when we fold sheets together, we would kiss when we meet in the folding them. Okay, is that cute, adorable, or get out of here?
If I saw it at the laundromat, I might puke in my mouth a little bit.
My wife and we are beekeepers, took classes together 5 years ago and enjoy learning together. Now that part, if you add, especially if you've been together for a while, if you add something new to the mix, I think that's great. You're bored with that? I think he is.
A little bit.
Hi, Chad. Had a side hustle as a night manager of a small-town grocery store. At least 30% of the shoppers were couples. Yeah, maybe it's increasing. All right, excellent text. We're getting to plenty of serious stuff, too. Although, you know, actually, the show today, not as serious as some other ones, but this segment will be. Major, about every 5 seconds, Donald Trump makes news. It has been an endless stream of news from the President of the United States, the best, Major, seconds away on CCO.